Hey everybody, what's good? My name's Marie and welcome to my podcast, That One Fan. And on this first episode, we're going to be doing a little bit of an introduction. We're going to be talking about what is going to come of this podcast, a little bit about me, and what we have in store for the next few episodes and what I'm excited about this upcoming week. So with that being said, let's get started. So I first got into music, obviously, when I was younger. I really loved music, so much so I've had dolls of artists such as Brandy, Beyonce, all those type of things. I didn't realize I was really, really into music until I started listening to K-pop. I first discovered K-pop through Psy. I guess you could say Gangnam Style took the world by craze. And then with that, for me, came EXO. And just as fast as I really got into it, I quickly decided, like, it wasn't for me. I didn't want to be seen as weird for where I live. And so I just kind of took K-pop out of the question. Fast forward to about a year or so ago, I was going through a really tough time. And K-pop kind of came back around. And specifically, it was through Stray Kids. So shout out to Stray Kids. You guys really helped. With that came 80s, P1 Harmony, XG, The Boys, so many other artists that I just really enjoyed. And I loved it so much, I decided to branch out more. And right now I'm in Australia. I'm taking music through the journey of different places, hearing their sounds and just enjoying everything that comes with it. So that's kind of the reason why I wanted to start this podcast, because I have thoughts and opinions that people may not agree with and people that may agree with. It's just something I wanted to share with everyone and kind of get discussions flowing. And I just wanted to, I guess, give you my thought process when it comes to music, when it comes to comebacks, when it comes to anything that involves music. Now, what is going to come of this is a lot of opinions, a lot of thoughts, and not really first reactions. I could give you a first reaction, but I'm going to tell you a week later, maybe my reaction has changed, my thoughts have changed. So it may be a slow process for me, but you're definitely going to hear what I have to say. I'm very opinionated, and I don't mean any harm with these opinions, but just know I have high standards for a lot of artists because I know they got here for a reason. They are very creative, and I know they have the potential to be better than probably what they have put out. And it's not just going to be K-pop. We're going to talk about all different genres of music, from the US to Korea, Japan, Australia, Britain, anywhere you listen to music, I'm probably going to review it. And I just want to share this journey with you guys of me just going through music. Now, I do want to put a disclaimer out there. I am not an anti. I'm not trying to be mean. And I'm not trying to hurt anyone's feelings. If you feel like you're going to be triggered by this podcast, this is probably not the podcast for you. Now, if you stayed this long and you enjoy just hearing other thoughts and opinions, please stay. Hold your favorite light stick. Hold your favorite poster, photo card, whatever you have of your favorite artist. Relax, and we're going to get to so many thoughts, and we're going to have so much fun with this. Now, I also want to say, I do not want my opinion to be your opinion. I am going to encourage you to listen to the music, look at the fashion, look at the concepts, look at the music videos to form your own opinion. And then maybe we can have discussions about it. Discussions in the comments. Just don't form your opinion based off of what I feel. It's not fair to the artist. Some of you may like what I have to say. Some of you may don't. But at the end of the day, the artist is the artist. And we're just going to have fun with this. The music is the music. And let's just have fun with this. So we are going to have guests. Gonna have some guests, I'm gonna have some friends, maybe some family, and we're gonna talk about upcoming music from anywhere, anyone. So that could mean Stray Kids, that could mean 80s, Megan Thee Stallion, Sabrina Carpenter, Hannah Bang. Shout out to you, Hannah. I've heard your new music, I love that. So yeah, we're just gonna have fun. We're gonna have some laughs, we might have some cries, we might have some confusing what the heck moments. But we're going to have so much fun, and I can't wait to share everything that I have with you. Now, for all my stays out there, you know what's coming up. You know what is coming up. The 8 comeback. I have one question. How are you feeling? What are you feeling? What are your thoughts? I want to know. Right now, I feel really good. I'm excited. But before we go deep into that, I'm going to tell you who my bias is. None other than Bang Chan himself. Yeah, I'm a Chan stan. Shout out to all Chan stans out there. Fun fact, I was a Han stan, and then I seen Chan. I seen Orange Hair and Thunderous, and yeah, I was kind of hooked. He was supposed to be my wrecker, but he turned into my bias. I would not further elaborate on that. He's my bias. I don't have a wrecker. I get so confused. For right now, if I had to pick a wrecker, it would be Hyunjin, just based off this comeback. I will no longer elaborate on that. But back to the comeback. Back to the comeback. I'm excited. Coming out Friday, 8. They also announced World Tour. For everyone who's seen the date so far, we're getting into the next year. Probably spring. They have Latin America, Europe, and America. All my eye stays. How are we feeling? We're ready. We've been waiting for this. We've been waiting since the Maniac tour. We were ready for their next tour. I've heard about it. I'm ready to go. I have my bats packed for if I have to travel. So not only did they hit us with a comeback, they hit us with tour. Dominate. Now, we've also noticed that they brought back some things from their past songs, past eras. Me and my friend were talking about this. Does 8 mean all the eras? What do you think? That's what I think. If you noticed, I think God's Menu era, Benny had purple hair. What does he have now? Purple hair. Felix's hair is longer. When did he have long hair? No easy hair. His hair is long. When's the last time you've seen streaks in somebody's hair? I know for me, it was during the Ordinary era and the Maxident era. Benny had green streaks. Seungmin had pink streaks. Chan had blue streaks. His haircut? The haircut. Can't remember specifically what era that was from, but that looks like it came back. We seen District 9, Hellevator, Blueprint, and I've seen theories of beats returning, such as the Domino beat. If you listen closely, you might be able to hear it. Stray Kids, the actual song Stray Kids from the teaser, just brings up so many memories for fans that have been here since Hellevator, since District 9. I came in during the Maxident era, and I had to go back. I had to go back and listen. Now, this comeback is a lot on me, you, and anybody who is a stay. So I really want to know, how are you guys feeling? What's going through your mind right now? They said they would come back in 2024 and be better than they were last year. They have me by the throat. They have not chilled yet. The fans, the stays that have been to both festivals, BST and the other one in Milan. How are you feeling since you've seen them? What are we feeling since you've seen them? Who's your bias now? Who's your wrecker now? Yeah, I want to know. I'm interested. It's a wild ride so far. We're already being pulled everywhere. And if you're a stay teeny, how did you feel about the AT's comeback? And not too long after, Stray Kids announces a comeback. I want to know how everyone's feeling about this comeback. I'm excited. I'm so excited. You cannot ask me how many times I've watched the Chick Chick Boom teaser number 2. Because I'm going to say yes. That's it. The fashion, the red and black. I'm a sucker for leather. I'm a sucker for wearing all black. They brought that and incorporated it in. Wow. Hyunjin's mullet? Wow. The different vibes of the music, it matches the concept to me. 8. Dare I say, this will be the best mini album? I don't know if it's a mini album. Dare I say this will be the best one yet? And we haven't even had the tour. There's another comeback supposed to be happening. We don't even know the concept of that one yet. And I'm already saying, this might be the best one. I'm excited. So, along with that comeback, we've had other gems. The Deadpool, Wolverine, Stray Kids, Trifecta. How do we feel? How do you feel? What are you feeling? Based on the track record, anytime that someone has posted or tagged Stray Kids in anything, you know there's a comeback happening. You know there's a collab. I can't remember the rapper for the Stray Kids, All My Life. Charlie Puth, Stray Kids, Lose My Breath. Let's not get into that song. That's controversial. I had to name it though. Metro Boomin, tag Stray Kids, collab. Tablo was in Megaverse, collab. Tiger JK and Stray Kids, collab. Now we have Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, and Felix and Chan all in the same room. One of those songs from 8 is definitely on the Deadpool soundtrack. It has a 100%. And I'm gonna bet that it's Chick Chick Boom. Why? If it's the vibe of the movie, why wouldn't it? Now, if it's another song, don't get me wrong, I'll be surprised. But I have a strong feeling it's Chick Chick Boom. I mean, did you listen to the teaser? Because I did. Again, yes. That's all I'm going to answer if you ask me how many times I watched that teaser. It's a totally different vibe than what they put out. It's Stray Kids, but it's not Stray Kids. Very Stray Kids, but not very Stray Kids. Lino was very much the center of this specific song. He might just be up there with my wrecker. I can't tell you how excited I am for this. And trust me, after it comes out and we settled in, from videos, anything else that they put out for us, we will be getting a full review. You will hear a full review of how I feel. That gives me time. That gives you time to think, process, and set yourself in the feelings of Stray Kids 8 era. Now, my question to them is, when are you putting out those tickets? I need to know. I want to know. I have bags to pack. So, Stray Kids, release the dates. Release the dates. We've been waiting for this comeback since Maniac. We've been waiting since Five Star. We've been waiting since Rockstar. Release the dates. Release the shackles off those dates. And by those dates, I mean Latin America, America, and Europe. We're waiting. You gave them to Seoul. You gave them to Japan. You gave them to other places. Give us the dates. That's all we're asking for. And don't give us whiplash for the next comeback, because we haven't had a break since Maxxinit. When you came out with Five Star, we haven't been able to sit down. It was Five Star, boom, Rockstar. We're tired. You gave us a little break, then you said boom. As soon as we sat down, boom, 8. We're scared. We're scared, but we love it. But I say that all to say I'm excited for the comeback, and I can't wait to do a whole review from beginning to end, from track 1 to 8. I'm not going to go full detail, but we're definitely going to see what this album is about. So I think this is all that I have for you today. I just wanted to give myself a little bit of an introduction, let you guys know a little bit about me and what's to come of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed, and let's be honest, let's be transparent. This is Marie signing out. And I would say, don't forget to stay connected. But that sounds weird because of Chan. So, until then, bye.